Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. Good evening to each and every one of you. You are listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and I am just so thrilled to have you once again on the show, everyone, to listening in. And today is, you know, is our order day, so I hope all the reps who are listening had the opportunity to get their orders in on time. And just remember that if you did not place your order by noon today, if you were in this campaign, RPS, then you certainly can place your orders later on this evening and even tomorrow. Okay, so we have a very exciting show today. So let me have my guest speakers come on the line. Just 1 second. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Are you requesting to speak with me, Lorana Edwards?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wrong caller. Sorry.
I know Lorana. How are you, Lorana?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Well, I'd like to know the names of each person, and I think that might help me out.
Let me just put on Pat. Have Pat on first. Okay, Pat.
Hi,
Pat. How are you?
I'm fine. It's
very,
a pleasure.
Very good.
So, thanks for inviting me.
Very good. Thank you so much for being on the call. And tell me a little, and you said you also know Lorana. Tell me a little. Tell my listening audience a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
Well, I'm a business consultant. I work with entrepreneurs and small business owners, help them with their business plans. We develop business plans, help coach them to success, do a lot of workshops and seminars to guide them in the various areas that they may need help with, marketing, sales, pricing, employees, you know, all those different areas that small businesses and entrepreneurs sometimes struggle with.
Very, 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 very good. And so it really, correct me if I'm wrong, Patricia, but it really doesn't matter if the individual has been in business for a day or has been in business for 20 days, 20 years. Is that correct?
No, it doesn't. I've had people that have approached me to get their business plans done, for as an example, who have been in business for 25 years. I've had people approach me to get their business plans done who have a master's degree in business administration. People who, whether you have a business, whether you're thinking of starting a business, it's very important that you start thinking about how you're going to plan this business so that you can have a guide, or let's call it a roadmap, to follow as you go about, you know, your daily schedules.
And so why is it important for individuals who are maybe already in business or thinking about going into business to think about sitting down and, you know, adding that as part of their thing to do list? Why is it so important for individuals to
For those ladies, because I know this is a show for those ladies who are Avon representatives. So for those ladies who are Avon representatives who are listening, I know that, you know, they may be thinking, well, you know, why do I need this complicated business plan? You know, all I'm doing is going out, talking to my friends, my neighbors, my coworkers, and selling them Avon and making some extra money. What they need to realize is that, you know, especially in these economic times where people are experiencing a lot of hardships, I think that they should look at that little, what they may call insignificant business. Some people may look at Avon to be insignificant, you know, which I'm hoping wrong, because they may think that, well, you know, we're not making a lot of money with Avon. We have another job, and Avon is just something we do on the side. But I'm saying to those ladies, you need to look at your business and take it very seriously, because you're in a position to make hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars doing this business. But if you don't plan it correctly, if you take it for granted and you just go about it and wait, and, you know, just wait for something to happen, what I would suggest is that you plan this business. You sit down and you make certain key decisions that would guide your everyday process, so that instead of waiting for things to happen, you make things happen. So it doesn't matter how small the business is. It doesn't matter how large it is. I think the key here is you planning, so that you could plan for success.
You know, I think, Pat, that you're absolutely correct. I had a conversation with a young lady today, and she was saying, you know, she's one of my new people who I've recruited into the Avon business. And you know, like many other people, you know, she's at the time looking for work. And I said to her, you know, I too am now doing my Avon full time as of the end of December. Like people who have listened to the show already know, but I don't see this as oh my God, I'm out there. I don't have a job. I look at this. This is my job. This is my business. And every day I treat it as such. And I'm just so amazed. The number of people who are doing this Avon business that don't even, not even the mindset that this is a business.
Yes, and I think that we need to guide those people, train them, and kind of put them more or less on the right track. In other words, change their thinking a little bit. And it's not their fault, you know, sometimes why they think like that, because Avon has always been, you know, when Avon was they advertised, and a lot of times they would say to people, you know, you could do that in your part time, you could do that in your spare time, you know, and all these connotations that came up, and people kind of thought, well, why, you know, Avon is not that important, you know, it's something you do in your spare time. But people need to understand that a lot of these things that you look at, well, it's my spare time. It could be your full time. It could be something that you do full time. And if you're making, if a woman look at herself, for instance, and say, you know, I'm making, let's say, an extra $50 to $100 every week, she might be in a position to double or triple that. You know, if you could make $300, $400, $500 a week doing Avon, you know, there are some people out there with full-time jobs that are not making that. And it's very doable. But it's very important that you sit down and you plan this out. You don't just get up and wait to see what happens. You make a decision. For instance, I'm going to talk to 25 people today, or I'm going to talk to 300 people by the end of the week. And you need to plan things out. And if you don't do that, all you're going to be doing is like a dog chasing its tail, going nowhere.
You know, you said a mouthful. You do have to. You really do have to plan this out.
Yes.
And because, like you said before, you know, if you don't plan, as they say, if you don't plan, then you plan to fail.
That's right. Fail to plan, you plan to fail. Yes.
So as an Avon representative, and they signed a little application to become an Avon representative, what is the next step? How do they get started with the business plan?
You know, sometimes when you use the word business plan, a lot of people start thinking of this complicated document. And a business plan could be simple, and it could be more complicated, and it all depends on the business. I would suggest that for an Avon representative, someone who's starting out or someone who's just doing, it could be a very simple business plan. Have some ideas of how you're going to market, who you're going to market to. Have some understanding about that. Understand how much sales you're projecting that you'll be able to make and why you'll be able to make those sales. You know, think about how you're going to grow your business in the future and by how much. So these are very simple things that they could lay out in some sort of document. Write it down. You have to write it down and use it as a guide so that every day, every week, every month, every year, they understand how they're growing, where they're going, how are they doing it, why are they doing it, how much is going to cost them, how much do they expect to make. And then with all of that being said, there are certain skills that they need to develop as well. One of those main skills that Avon representatives should try to develop is their selling skills. You know, sometimes people think that because they have this real great personality and outgoing, and that helps, but that doesn't make you a salesperson. You see, sales is a special skill that people have to learn, and there some people are guilty of not liking the word no. The minute someone says no to them, some people get upset, some people get discouraged. You know, it's like somebody taught them, it's like the word no is like one of those words that you should get out of the vocabulary. And sometimes no could be a very good word, because when someone says no to you, it's time for you to step back and say, well, why did they say no? Was it the way I presented myself? You know, was I dressed professionally? Was I well-groomed? Was it the way I presented the subject matter I was talking about? Did I know everything I need to know about what I was selling? I mean, there's so many reasons why someone may say no to you. Sometimes it's because they don't have the money, or they have to choose between buying Avon and buying something else. And if you don't understand selling skills and how to sell, a lot of times people get discouraged. They say, well, you know, I'm not getting any sales, so I'm not going to do Avon, or Avon isn't working for me. In reality, Avon can work, because a lot of people out there understanding that Avon is one of those companies where you could get cosmetics and toiletries for a lower price than sometimes if you were to go to certain pharmacies, and people know they get quality and they could rely on Avon. There's a money back, 100% money back guarantee, as far as I know. So there's a great possibility for people to make some money doing Avon, but there's certain skills that they must learn as they go along. Customer service skills, selling skills, you know, there's certain things. Don't just take it for granted and say, I know everything I need to know. The more you educate yourself, the more you learn, the more you look at yourself in the mirror and say, I don't know everything, there's still a lot for me to know, is the better person that you're going to be. And the more you would increase your sales, you'd increase the your customers. And before you know it, you find yourself making, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month. And I know, Pat, that there are stories out there like that. Avon representatives who are making that amount of money, if not more.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, I happen to be in District 2091.
Yes.
And which is here in the city of Yonkers. And we are the number one district, it's been confirmed, the number one district in the nation.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And so I know personally people who are in our area who live in the city of Yonkers who are selling Avon, and I can think of one person in particular. She makes $4,000 every 2 weeks.
That's $8,000 a month.
$8,000 in Avon, absolutely.
That's $96,000 every year.
That's
a year. There are people who are going to work every day, not even making $25,000 a year, and they're not taking their Avon seriously. That should be a wake-up call.
You're absolutely right. That should be a wake-up call. It really should, because it's doable. And if people don't believe, they can come to the Avon office and they can ask our district manager, who happened to be Maria Rivera, who's a fantastic district manager. Ask her who in this office is making $4,000 every 2 weeks. So, and that's not even and that's not talking about her personal sales.
Wow.
We haven't even touched that.
Yes. So it's very doable. So those ladies who are listening, think about how you can improve yourselves, how you could improve your skills, and improve your income.
Yeah. How do you help people do that?
Well, yeah, many ways. I do write business plans. I also do a lot of coaching and consulting and help entrepreneurs, you know, in their day-to-day struggles. Sometimes I have clients who sometimes I talk to them on the phone, or we Skype, or I meet with them in person and give them just, you know, normal everyday guidance. I also conduct workshops and seminars where people come in maybe sometimes for an hour, sometimes up to 4 hours, depending on what the seminar is about, and learn different skills and get different understandings about certain things that they need to know in order for them to understand running their business. You see, running a business is not saying, I want to be in business and let's wait to see what's going to happen today. Running a business is saying, I want to be in business, I'm going to make something happen today. You got to make it happen. You can't wait for it to happen. So that's how I help people.
Okay, so you have these seminars. So how does someone, like, say, for example, if we were an Avon team and we wanted to commission your services, could that happen? Do you do things like that?
I would be more than happy to come to Yonkers and do a workshop for your guys very easily. I could do an hour workshop, a two-hour workshop. I could do workshops on sales, on developing your sales skills. I could do workshops on customer service. I could do workshop on time management, all those things that are necessary for people who want to go out there and really, you know, push themselves into the selling world. You got to be able to manage your time. You got to understand how to sell, and you have to know how to deal with your customers.
You know, it's interesting. I'm glad you said that about time, because a lot of times people ask me, they say, Pat, how do you do so many things that you do? And
yeah.
It all boils down to time management.
Can you
talk a little bit about that time management and why that's so important?
Well, so time is something that, you know, we have this chorus that we run, and we say, well, we don't have enough time. We're always talking about we don't have enough time. Everybody always says that. But we have all the time we need. You know, I tell people that there's over 86,000 seconds in a day, right? Think about it, 86,400 seconds. When you look at it that way, you say, wow, that's a lot of time, 86,400 seconds. If you were to sit down and you were to count 15 seconds, you count 15. Sometimes you say, wow, I could have done a lot in 15 seconds. You know, I could have got up, I could have do this, I could have do that, and got back to where I was, and I had time to spare, 15 seconds. So you think about all the time we have. We get up in the morning, we drag our feet, we do things that are not, they don't build us up. For instance, sometimes we should be reading a book, maybe rather than looking at a certain show on television, you know. Time is something that people, we always, you know, I don't have enough time. Yes, you do. We have enough time, but it's how we use our time that's important. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at it, let's say we have 8 hours to sleep, we have another 16 hours. What do we do with that 16 hours? You know, why do we think that time stops and we're not supposed to do anything at a certain time? What do we do with that 4 hours after 6 o'clock, between 6 and 10, before we go to bed? How do we use those 4 hours? What are we doing? Are we doing something constructive? Are we planning for the next day? You know, I tell people all the time, you should write your goals down. And not just write your long-term goals, but write your very short-term goals. What do I have to do tomorrow? If you write down what you have to do tomorrow, sometimes you realize that if I need to go to the post office and the pharmacy and the grocery, maybe I would plan it in a way that I don't have to crisscross and waste time. I could go to the pharmacy, which is furthest away, and then from the pharmacy I come to the post office and I go to the grocery, then I come home, and I save time rather than, you know, splitting it up differently. So the very ways in which we plan how to use our time sometimes helps us to use it wisely. If we don't plan, planning is everything, even with our personal lives. How are we, everything we must plan. I mean, if you invite people over for dinner, you have to plan the menu. If you don't plan the menu, you may get up that day ready to cook dinner and find out that you don't have any chicken in your freezer because you didn't plan, you didn't check, you're just nonchalant. We cannot be nonchalant about everything. Those of us who have reached a certain age understand that we made so many mistakes. We fell into so many holes because we didn't plan. We just waited for something to happen. We just sat there and hoped for the best. And we cannot afford to continue doing that. We can't continue to sit and hope for the best. We need to take control of our lives and make things happen for us. We need to. I mean, we can't control every single thing, of course, because everything is, you know, is not in our control. But there are certain things in our personal lives that we could put a handle to and hold on to and control. We need to be able to do that, you know, and not fall victim to the mantra, I don't have enough time. We need to stop saying that because we do have enough time.
Wow. So if someone was to attend your time management workshop, what kind of things would they walk out? And let me also just say also, you know, there's representatives that's listening on the call right now, and they're from all over, not necessarily from my 2091 district,
right,
but all over.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so the Bronx, I'm sure you're willing to travel wherever you need to travel if called upon.
Well, one of the things, I mean, I know that I'm willing to travel. I would travel anywhere. I go to Chicago if I have to go to Chicago. One of the things that that I would tell you definitely that I would these women would have an exercise. I would give them an exercise to do, and in that exercise, I would ask them, and they could do it. Those women who are listening can do it now. Everything that write down your day, list your day. What do you do every day? What's normal for you to do every day? And then look at what you say you do every day, and put a time next to it. How much time do you spend doing it? And then add it up. How much time did you spend? Some women gonna come up with more than 24 hours. Some women gonna come up with less than 24 hours. And that in itself, that exercise in itself will be an eye-opener.
Wow.
Just for them to see that. So, you know, so there's so much more that goes into a workshop, you know, because I would definitely say a minimum of an hour just to sit down and talk about time. And sometimes when you have women who are busy and then you have a question and answer session and all of that, it could run into an hour and a half. But I say minimum an hour. But we would learn to really manage our time, really to look at how we use our time. Because my time is not your time. But how we interact with each other is when we give time to each other. How do we spend time with each other? And how do we spend time with ourselves? And what do we do with our time? You know, women say, I don't have enough time to take care of myself. I can't do this and I can't do that. When, you know, that was 2 hours you had yesterday that you didn't do anything with, when maybe you could have got your nails done or you could have got your hair done or something. You know what I'm saying? So that we need to stop looking at it. And you know, it's almost like we fell into this trap of this. It's almost like a time warp, this trap where we kind of accept that we don't have, there's not enough time. We are given all the time we need. All the time we need have been given to us. And we have to determine how we spend that time. You see, some people have more time than others when we look at it in the scheme of things of how much time we have on the planet. But whatever amount of time we have is enough for us to do what we need to do. And so many of us, whether we're given a long time or a short time, we do nothing with it. And no matter how long we live, we could live to be 120 years old. People are going to tell you it's still not enough time. It's still not enough time. People lay on their deathbeds regretting all the things they could have done and never did. There are a lot of tombstones in the cemetery. If those people could talk to you, they'll tell you, don't do what I did. Use your time. Use your time wise. And I'm still learning that. I'm still learning that. But I have learned enough that I could say to anybody, it's important for us to grasp the time that we have and use it wisely. Because no matter how much we give, and we're going to sit back and say it wasn't enough. And that's not true. That's a lie. That's a big fat lie.
Wow. So if somebody wanted to contact you and, you know, either to do a one-on-one, or if they wanted to participate in a group session with you and commission you for that, how can those people?
They can call me. My phone number is 917-833-4860. 917-833-4860. Or they can email me, and my email address is patwarner, one word, PATWARNER, Pat Warner, at covenant7.com. Covenant, like a promise you keep. COV, like in Victor, EN, like in Nancy, AN, like in Nancy, T. Covenant, the number 7.com. Pat Warner at covenant7.com. So either way, people can contact me. I'd be willing to, I'll return phone calls, I'll return email messages, I'll respond, and whatever they need, we will work out a fee that's reasonable for everybody. I don't want to talk on the air about what my fees are, because every client is different, and some clients need more than hours, some clients need less, some need more. So I would prefer to do talk about fees on a one-on-one basis or a group-to-group basis.
Right. Pat, do you have a website that people can go
yes.
on? Or?
Covenant.
Or Facebook. Can they Facebook you as well?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, and my website is covenant7.com. www.covenant7.com.
Very good. And do you have do you already have a planned workshop coming up in the next in the near future that
you have?
I do have a
business plan workshop that's coming up on starting on February 15th, where people come in, and there's for 6 sessions, 3 hours per session, and they learn at the end of the 6 weeks, they have a business plan. If they come to all the sessions and do the work that they should be doing at the end of the 6 weeks, they'll have a complete business plan that they could use for themselves to guide their business, or if they need funding, they need to get a loan, or they need to get an investor, they can use that business plan to take to an investor or a lender. So that is coming up, and hopefully in the beginning of March, like mid-March, those people who are really taking their businesses to the next level, having a workshop on teaching people or helping people to choose the right entity to operate under. Many people get confused about how they should operate, whether they should remain a sole proprietor, whether they should be a LLC, a limited liability company, whether they should be an S corporation or C corporation. So this workshop will teach them the differences between those entities, teach them the advantages, the disadvantages, and also what the IRS is looking for based on your tax liabilities, based on the entity that you choose. So it's going to be a very in-depth workshop, and that one I think is going to be on March 10th. These workshops are in New York City, but if there's anybody who's listening outside of New York City and they want me to come to their town or city, if it's somewhere I can drive to or fly to or whatever it is, I'm willing to do that. Speak to those people one-on-one, and, of course, we will determine what that fee is. And I always try to make my fees very reasonable because I always say to people, I understand that entrepreneurs, people that start businesses don't have a lot of money. That's number one. And number two, I don't do what I do to get rich. That's not my motivation. You know, we all have to eat and we all have expenses to pay, but my goal is not to be rich.
So with that, Pat, if you know, for those individuals who are willing to take these workshops that you have mentioned, the time and date and location are listed on your website?
Yes, they'll be on my website. And I'm also starting a networking group on March 1st, every first Thursday. And it's going to be a little bit different to a lot of the groups out there because at this group, every Thursday when anyone who comes to these networking meetings, they're going to have a speaker for the first hour talking to them on various areas of business. And it's only going to cost them $10 to come, and that $10 is going to be used to defray the cost of the space and the remuneration that's given to the speaker. So, again, it's not a money-making scheme. It's to help entrepreneurs. There's so many people out there wanting to start businesses. They're at a loss of where to go, how to get information, and sometimes they're held back because they don't have the money to spend, you know, to pay for a business $10,000 for a business plan, or you know they can't afford the $300 an hour that a coach is going to charge them. So there's a lot of reasons that I do what I do and why I do it. And like I said, my goal is to help people, take them to the next level.
This networking event you're going to have on the first Thursday is going to be held where?
It's going to be in Manhattan. It's going to be on 7th Avenue. The address is 352 7th Avenue on the 16th floor. But I would prefer people to sign in online at www.covenant7.com, register online, because at some it's a minimum amount of people that can fit in any given space. So I would prefer people not just to show up. I would prefer to know that people sign in so we know to expect those guests.
Okay. Well, wow. Well, I went by very quickly, and you are really, Pat, a wealth of information. So I'm going to ask to have you come back on the show. At a future date.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to thank you for, you know, sharing your information with the Avon representatives, I wish you well in your business and your endeavors.
I wish them well. I know that 2012 is going to be a tough year for a lot of people. A lot of people on unemployment might find their benefits cut off. A lot of people are getting, you know, desperate, wondering where the next dollar is coming from. But just hold on. You know, there is hope. Just work your businesses. One day at a time. Every journey begins with the first step. Don't give up. And I wish you all well, and I hope that you all have great success coming to you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. And I had, for those who are on the line, thank you again. I had a book that was scheduled to recommend, but that was with our next speaker, but we really ran out of time, so I'm going to have to apologize for her. No, that's okay, no. So I don't have a book to recommend this week, but I do have a quote for everybody, and it's called Make It Happen. I actually got this from Maria Rivera, my upline.
Make It Happen, that's right.
Yeah, and it says, greatness is not where we stand, but in what direction we are moving.
That's right.
We must sail sometimes with the wind and sometimes against it, but sail we must
mm-hmm.
and not drift, nor
yeah.
lie at anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And that quote, Oliver Wendell Holmes. So, everyone, thank you so much. I'm going to see you next week. I hope this was going to be a great week for you, and I hope that this week moving forward would be even better. So with that, everyone, make it happen, and good night. Good night.
AVS Media Demo.